Hello, my little angels. Welcome back to Jean's Online Podcast. I'm your lovely host, Jean VA, and I talk all things the way I see it from my perspective. And this is Bedtime Talks with Jean. So today is New Year's. Today is the first day of 2025. How are y'all feeling? Are y'all feeling good? Are y'all excited for all the new things to come? Are you excited for the changes? Are you excited to do new things? Are you excited to be a better you? Or are you overwhelmed with New Year's resolution, with the expectation to be something different, the expectation to be someone new? Whoever you are and however you're feeling, this is what we're going to be talking about today. Like always, before I get into it, let's do a recap of last week, okay? So last week was Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. If you like to know what I did during those days during last week, please check out week 4 of Vlogmas on my YouTube channel at Jean's Eyeline on YouTube. Please check me out and subscribe. So last week was amazing. I had a wonderful Christmas, and I hope and pray that all of you had the same. I got to spend a lot of time with family, open presents, give presents, eat good food. I cooked a lot. I ain't gonna lie, I was slaving in the kitchen. That wasn't the best part. That wasn't fun. I was kind of low-key irritated about that. I also went and saw the new Sonic movie with my little cousins. It was cool. I've never seen the first two Sonic movies, so I have nothing to go based off of. But I low-key may watch the first Sonic movie. But Jim Carrey, like always, did his big one. So shouts out to him and all of that. Let's get right into the thick of it, okay? The first episode, first Bedtime Talks with Jean episode of the year, and many more to come. So first thing I want to talk about is New Year resolutions. A lot of us get tired. A lot of us are irritated about the redundancy of New Year resolutions. Every single year we talk about New Year resolutions, and some of us never do them, never get them done. And this year I want to talk about why that is. Now, I know some of us may be driven, more driven than others, and some of us may have that extra strength or that extra push to get our New Year resolutions done. And some of us just think that New Year resolutions are just overrated. This is one thing that I do want to say, is that you don't have to wait until the new year to be a new you. You don't have to wait till the new year to try something different. You don't have to wait till the new year to be something different. And just like I mentioned in the last podcast, that like the new year isn't is that considered a man-made holiday? Anyway, I don't know. But Christmas, it kind of pushes us to spread more love. It pushes us to spend more time with our family. And with the new year, it pushes us to be better us. It pushes us to lose weight, start dieting, start making money, get a new job, you know, just do a whole 360 with our life. And what I want to talk about today is that instead of doing a whole 360, which brings us back to where we are today, let's try and do a 180. Let's try to take baby steps to reach those newer heights, those higher heights, because we all have goals. And some of us like to wait until the new year to try to achieve those goals. And sometimes it's good to have a fresh start, but we have to set realistic goals, and we have to be disciplined. I talk about being disciplined a lot on this podcast because that is something that I'm trying to work on for myself, and it's my eyeline, so whatever I'm trying to handle, that's what I'm going to be talking about. Now, I truly think that New Year resolutions are annoying because it puts a pressure that we need to be this perfect person that is unrealistic, right? The one thing that I did want to talk about when it comes to New Year resolutions is the simple fact that it's okay if you don't complete your New Year resolutions. What is important is that you start and try to get to a point of consistency with whatever goal that you have. I even seen I think it's an Apple commercial that they did, and it basically talk about the second Friday of the new year is called Quitter's Day or something like that. And that's basically when majority of people who started their New Year's resolution quit. They stop on the second Friday of the new year. Now, here's my advice for that. If you just so happen to be one of those people who may partake in Quitter's Day and give up on their New Year resolution, you have all of the rest of the year to get it together, to get back up on your feet, dust yourself off, and try again. Because the new year is not what gave you this momentum to try to be different. What we tricked our brain to thinking is that, oh, we have a fresh start, but you have control over when you can have a fresh start at any point, any time in the year, and any point in any time of your life. I want to encourage all of you to not give up and to keep in mind that the most important part of perseverance, of being disciplined, of keeping going no matter what, is when life gets the hardest, that's when you push the hardest. When life brings you down and you're all scuffed up and you're bruised up, that's the definition of perseverance, right? Sometimes we think, oh, I tried, I did all my best, but I'm being knocked down. But the point of perseverance is when you are knocked down and you feel like giving up, but yet you keep going. So this year, I pray that it's the year of perseverance, and I pray that it's the year that we all keep pushing ourselves to higher heights. Because me personally, Miss Jean is tired of getting knocked down and not keep pushing, of failing but giving up and trying something else. But this year will be different for me and for you. We can no longer keep allowing society, the economy, other people, family, depression, whatever, to keep us knocked down, to keep us at a state of lowness, of weakness. Not saying that you're not going to have your hard moments, not saying that you will feel weak, you will feel depressed, you will feel alone at times, but the important part is to persevere, is to keep going, keep fighting through whatever situation that you have going on. Like, mental health is kind of in a different realm, but specifically for those who have big goals, things that they really want to accomplish, maybe not finish that accomplishment in a year, but they want something to, like for me, I have big aspirations that I want to accomplish. It would be lovely if I finish it this year, but I may not finish some of my accomplishments until the next 2-3 years. But each point of your journey is vital. Each aspect of that journey is important. So this year is just as important as the final year of when I complete my goal. So we have to keep that in mind through our journey, through perseverance. When you're at your lowest and you feel like giving up, that's when that discipline kicks in. I talk about it all the time. That's when you push your hardest. That's when you keep going. That's when you decide, I'm not going to lose. This time I will win. When you're trying to win, when you're trying to persevere, it's never on our own strength. It's always on God's strength, because when we're at our weakest, we're about to quit. We have to tap into that higher being, that higher level, which is God's strength, to persevere to the finish line. This is the year that we're going to reach the finish line. This is the year that we're going to see parts of the journey that we have yet to see. And nothing that I'm saying is new. Most of the time, that the things that I say on this podcast is nothing that y'all have not heard before, for the most part. Specifically when it comes to discipline, perseverance, and using God's strength, this is something that a lot of us, especially my believers who also subscribe to me and follow me, we have heard before. But sometimes we need that reminder, because if we know this, why are we not acting upon it? If we know this, why aren't we moving in a route of wisdom? Why aren't we following the cheat code that God has already given us? Why aren't we following the things that we already know? And I know a lot of people think that, you know, the saying of, oh, you can be a different you no matter what time of the year, no matter what you're going through. But yet we don't do it. Why is that? Because I think really what it is the simple fact that it's harder for people to understand that they have the power to give themselves a fresh start no matter what time, no matter what they're going through. I decided to have a fresh start in the middle of the year. I decided to have another fresh start the last quarter of the year. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it gives us an extra motivation, an extra push, because we think, okay, it's we're starting back at the beginning of the year and all this other stuff. So we can try something different. I feel like a lot of us are not setting realistic goals, and a lot of us are not being true to ourselves and being honest with ourselves on what we can actually accomplish within a year. Setting goals for a whole year may be too difficult for some. Set some goals for the first month of January, for the first or the first 3 months of the year. Set a goal in that time frame and readjust and reevaluate once the third month is over. Because sometimes I think maybe telling yourself what you're going to do for the whole year may be too much, and maybe that's why we're quitting after the second week of January. You know, when it comes to perseverance and keep trying, when I was writing in my notes, the saying came to my mind. I don't know it verbatim, but I've heard plenty of times that usually when you go to the gym and you're working out, they always say to those extra reps that you do when you're in the most pain, when your body feels the most weak, are the ones that are most vital to the growth of your journey, of your fitness journey, right? And I feel like we should take that same mentality, that same momentum when it comes to real life, that when we feel the worst, when we feel the most depressed, when we feel the most down and we feel like we can't keep going and we feel like we're ready to give up, that's when we try the hardest. That's when we keep pushing and try everything in our power to keep going to higher heights. That's when everything is going to count. That's when everything is going to matter most. That extra rep that you do when you're in the most pain, yes, you may feel it the next day. Later down the line, when you keep doing that, when you keep pushing your limits, you're gonna start seeing more results quicker, you know? And it's the same thing in real life. When you keep pushing yourself to higher heights, when you feel like quitting, you're going to start seeing more results. And sometimes when we feel the weakest and we feel like we're in the most pain, either mentally, emotionally, physically, we're so quick to give up in that moment. And this is the year that we're not giving up. When we're in pain, we're not giving up. We're ready to quit. That's when we're going to push through in the year of 2025. This year, I'm decreeing and declaring it for everyone, because I need this and you may need this too. There's a lot of things going on in our economy, in the government alone. There's a lot of things going on in from state to state that can be scary. But sometimes when you remember that you don't have so much control over all that stuff, it's time to focus on self and what you can control and what you can do. And what I can do and what you can do is work on ourselves to be better people, to help out our neighbors, to help out our community, and so that we could all be better, you know? And I feel like sometimes we get so wrapped up in what the future has for us. I get anxious. I get scared. The future holds so much. The future has so much in store, good or bad. Sometimes we're just not going to be prepared for it. And when we're not prepared for it, sometimes we go through things when we are the weakest. And that means that we need to continue to push through. The main thing that I wanted to talk about today is the simple fact of, yes, we've heard before that we know that we don't have to wait till the new year to start that change, whatever it may be. And I shared a little bit on how I started a different shift halfway through the year, the last quarter of the year. But the real thing is, I was multiple different people throughout this year. And I feel like if we all take that same moment and pause and think about 2024 and think about all the things that we've been through in that year, we can say the same thing. Sometimes society romanticizes the aspect romanticizes the idea that, oh, you need to be this extremely fit person and you need to have so much money and you need to have, for men, you need to have all these women, or for women, you need to have all these men, you need to have all these cars, you need to be investing, you need to be, if you're a content creator, you need to be doing X, Y, and Z. Like, there's so many pressures from society alone on who we should be as individuals. And I feel like when we look back on the year prior, we realize all the changes that we've encountered and how unrealistic some of societal standards are. It causes a lot of stress because you want to be the best you. You know, that's desired for a lot of people. You have to take into consideration that there's so many changes in life. There's so many things that we can go through. So we have to show ourselves some grace. And that's why it's important to set realistic goals. The year of 2024 was such a transformative year. And it was such a pivotal moment that was necessary for my journey. It sucked really bad, but I know now that it was necessary for me to go through that based off of some of my decisions so I can flourish in whatever 2025 has for me. I was so many different people in 2024. I was depressed Jean. I was overworked Jean. I was heartbroken Jean. I was non-believer Jean. I was the graduate Jean. I was peacemaker Jean. I was the social butterfly Jean. I was violent Jean. I was jobless Jean. I was the believer Jean. I was exhausted Jean. I was lost Jean. I was substance abuse Jean. Traveler Jean. Peaceful Jean. Happy Jean. Dedicated Jean. Influencer Jean. And joyous Jean. That's just to give us a reminder that you're gonna go through so many different things within a year, but how are you going to respond to those things? Last year, when I was really depressed, I chose to put matters into my own hands when I realized my mom couldn't help me. And that's the main person I usually go to for help. But when I realized that my family couldn't do much for me and my friends were in similar boats like me, I went to therapy, put matters into my own hands. Once I realized that, okay, I'm in therapy, I'm understanding my emotions, I'm understanding what's going on in my brain, but What does that mean? I'm still alone. I'm still lost. I still feel unfulfilled. I'm still trying to use different things to fill in a void that I didn't know at that time that only God could fill. I eventually was so desperate that I cried out to God, and I cried out to him, and I begged him to give me an answer, to just do something. And he did. And he slowly but surely worked in my life. It brings me a certain level of peace, but it also gives me the understanding and the revelation that I'm a strong believer in who my God is today, the end of 2024, you know, and beginning of 2025, but the middle of 2024. Oh, don't even utter the name God. Don't even utter the name Jesus, because I was so turned off by it, because either I was hurt in the past or I lost faith in him. It reminded me that I've done a whole 180 from 6 months ago. You know, and I'm like, wow, 6 months ago, I was a totally different person. I wasn't genuinely as jolly as I am today. I wasn't genuinely at peace as I am today. I wasn't genuinely okay with the fact that there's some people that I will probably never talk to again in my life. I couldn't grasp that idea. I couldn't be okay with that, leaving people behind who weren't good for you. Today, John, 2025, John, is okay with that. And it's because of understanding and being okay with the fact that you're going to go through so many changes, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's all vital. It's all important for the growth. It's all important to reaching those goals. It's all a part of the journey. And sometimes with New Year resolutions, with the beginning, the first month of the new year, we get so wrapped up in, we got to go, go, go. We got to do all these changes fast. We got to quit all these things cold turkey. And some of those things take time. When I was first going through heartbreak at the beginning of 2024, I prayed a little bit here and there, but my faith wasn't stronger. But it grew little by little. And then there was months in 2024 where I didn't even pray. I didn't read my word. I was just living in the world, doing what I wanted to do. But then slowly, the year goes by and more things happen. And now my faith is getting stronger. I haven't arrived. I will never arrive, but my faith is getting stronger. So now I'm leaning, I'm depending more on God. And it has changed my life tremendously, dramatically. And it's the best thing that I probably could have ever done in 2024. It is one of the things that I'm gladly taking with me on my 2025 journey. Because whatever decision I make, whatever I choose to do, I only want to do things that's aligned for my life. I no longer want to do things based off of what I feel like the world things that I should be doing right now. I no longer want to do things based off of even what I idolize or what I feel like I should really be doing. I only want to do things that God has ordained for me, because I've realized through that last quarter of 2024 that is the only thing that matters. Because as soon as you step out of line of your purposeful path, everything will start attacking you. Keep in mind that being on your path, being on your purpose-driven path, things will attack you during that process as well. Nothing about life is easy at all. But there's different tools, tricks, mechanisms that we have to utilize, that we have to keep in mind so that we can navigate life in a better light. And I feel like that's what we need to focus on this year, is how to persevere, how to get through it, instead of what we need to do, what goals we need to achieve. Because have those things already planned out, or you can think about them now, but understand that there's going to be a work ethic, there's going to be discipline, there's going to be drive that's going to be needed to get through each step of your journey. Some of us have big business plans. Some of us want to do things that our families have never seen, some things that our family has never done. A lot of us want to be the first in our families to do whatever it is. And it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of push to do those things. And you're not going to be able to do it alone with your strength. We're going to need to rely on God's strength, because this year is going to be something different. And I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm ready for all the smoke, because I'm ready for more. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the next step. I'm 22 years old. And I'm ready to see what else life has to offer. I'm ready to explore more things. I'm ready to embark further on my business journey. I'm ready to grow my relationship with God. I'm ready to continue to connect and mingle with different people. Like, I've connected with so many content creators in the last quarter of 2024, and I know for a fact that's going to be so vital for the rest of 2025. Y'all, we finna get it together. Okay, touch and agree. Touch and agree now. Let the church say amen, because I strive for something more, something different. And I believe that you all want something more, something different too. If you're listening to this and you never thought about it, maybe take in consideration, who do you want to be? What do you want for your life? What is something that you desire that you were told that you couldn't do? What is something that you felt like you couldn't do because of money, because of whatever circumstances? Because let me tell you, there's people who have less than what I have, who have made it further than what I have going on now. And you don't think that you have the capacity to be at those higher heights? You're wrong, because you do. And we have to keep that in mind, that we're capable of doing anything that we put our mind to, we put our work ethic to, we put our discipline to. And of course, through all things, we do have to keep God first, because if we're doing stuff for selfish reasons, then he's just going to take it all away, because he's just going to be like, wow, I gave you a gift and now you're doing something else with it. That's insane. The moral of that section of this podcast is that you can be so many different people, and you will be so many different people in 2025 or within the span of a year. But we get so wrapped up in, okay, this is the beginning of the year, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and then we end up quitting the second week of the new year. Most importantly, we also forget that we can choose whenever, at any point, to be better people and to try new things. So I just say, let's just, I don't know, maybe keep that in mind for the year of 2025. It may be important. We may need that advice. You think? I feel like I'm gonna need that advice as 2025 progresses and as we continue to go through these next levels. The next thing that I wanted to talk about on this podcast was friendships, relationships, people in general that you meet one year that may not come along with you the next. People may not follow you through different transitions in your life. Like, when I came back home and I decided to take a different journey, a lot of people knew what I was doing. Maybe they supported me, but they also respected what I was doing and they distanced themselves, or they just knew that I was going to be on some different stuff. And some people, they just either may not agree with your path or they may not fit along with your path. And we all hear the saying, or we all know the truth in that everyone has a season, but we also forget that that season may be cut short if a person decides to go a different route, go a different path. And that's something that I have decided to do. I'm just a lover girl in all aspects of life, and I love a lot of people, but I've had to leave a lot of people behind because they decided to go on higher heights in a different route of life, and I decided to go on higher heights on another route of life. And sometimes we just have to be okay with that, instead of harboring bitterness and feelings like, oh, I didn't get a New Year's text, or, you know, whatever, wooty woop, like, you know, childish high school stuff that some grown adults still have tendencies to act that way. Sometimes we just have to look at the reality of it. Like, it's no hard feelings, no love lost. And I feel like it will be easier to have this conversation with people if I continued on my journey to moving out of state, because then it's like you have the excuse of, well, I'm in a whole nother state. But now that I'm still close enough to some people from my past, it's like I feel like some people feel some type of way, but it's just like, shorty, you should be happy for me that I'm finally finding happiness, finally finding joy, instead of making it about you. And that's another thing that like blows my mind, is that when we have these conversations of like, oh, I'm leaving so-and-so in the past and da-da-da, wooty-woop, like, we still have to be mindful on how we talk and our verbiage that we use, because that can still hurt someone's feelings. Just because I decided to follow God more and see what he has in store for my life because everything else did not work, it may hurt people's feelings that I'm not as close with them as I used to be. But it's just like, I'm doing this for me, okay? And a lot of the times that I would do so many things for other people, they didn't even realize how much I was, you know, dying inside, or how much I was drowning. But some people don't care about that. And that's why it's important to focus on your growth and what you have going on, so you can be a better help to others, so you can actually pour real love into others. In this society, we sell and we talk about fake love and spreading fake love instead of real love that God gives us, and the real definition of love and how it should be, because we use that word too loosely for my liking. And me personally, I don't like that. I don't appreciate that, because it teaches us we can tell someone that we love them and then the next moment we can literally never talk to them again. I don't like that. I don't appreciate that. I don't think that's love very much so. I don't think that's love at all. But you know, the world is going to do what it's going to do. But I just wanted to specifically talk about like leaving certain relationships behind. And what I mean by not just the beginning of the year, because like I said, you don't have to wait to the beginning of the year to change for better, to do what you need to do to get your life together. And I feel like sometimes the people that we're around are making us drown. Sometimes the people that you hang with that you feel like, oh, y'all just cooling, y'all just out partying, doing whatever. Sometimes that's not where you're supposed to be at that moment. You following a different path because you're trying to follow along with your friends. When you're trying to follow along with your friends and do what they're doing, you're literally killing your journey. You're killing your path. You're killing your purpose. You may think that following friends, following a significant other may feel good. It may feel fulfilling in that moment. But in all actuality, it can be really the quite opposite. You running along and being a follower of friends or whatever may cause damage to your life. And that's why it's important to be an individual and have your own identity. That's the main part of any resolution, of any fresh start, whether it's the new year, whether it's the mid part of the year, whether it's the last quarter, the first quarter of the year. It's the individuality and your personal identity and your personal journey that sometimes not everyone is going to be a part of. Not everyone is going to understand. Not everyone is going to see the ride. Literally came into this world alone. And yes, we're going to leave alone. But majority of your life, you're going to be by yourself trying to figure out X, Y, Z, A, B, C. And I get that may be scary for a lot of people. And even if it's not scary, that's not maybe not something you want to hear. I didn't want to face that reality. I didn't want that to be my truth. That while I'm trying to prepare myself to be a better woman so I can be a good wife, so I can be a good mother, so I can be a good person, a good mentor, a good influencer, I have to do my own preparation on my own, by myself, be happy with myself, enjoy spending time with myself. Because during those times, those are that time alone, you are being with your true authentic self. You're being with only you, and you know yourself the best, you know, compared to other people. God knows us the absolute best, but I'm saying like on this earth, you know yourself more than the next person. But it's important to take that time and be like, okay, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I need in my life, this is what I don't need in my life. And the difference between person to person, and I feel like following along friends or feeling like you need to be a people pleaser falls you into a trap, and you lose your individuality, whether you start at the beginning of the year, the midpoint of the year, or the end of the year. And also, like, I do think it's crazy, and sometimes it makes me sad to think that like some of the people that I have met that I thought would be in my life forever are no longer in my life, or we're not as close as we used to because either, you know, I'm not in the same city and all this other stuff. But it kind of reminds you that how much friendships, relationships in general are work, and that you have to be intentional with trying to spend time with each other. And sometimes you may realize that you may have done more work and the friendship may have been one-sided, or the friendship was convenient because y'all were at college, or y'all were at the same school, or y'all were at the same job, or y'all were in the same city. And when you're not in those places no more, you really see and value certain friendships because it's like, okay, I'm the only one trying, or I'm the only one doing this and that, because we don't have easy access to each other. And as we grow and, you know, as these years change, that is a big conversation, especially when the new year comes around. It's like everyone always talks about, oh, I'm leaving so-and-so behind, and this, that, and the third. And it's just like, okay, if you're gonna leave them behind, at least do some work on yourself. Because I feel like that comment comes with a lot of bitterness, like, oh, I'm not talking to them no more, I'm leaving you in 2024, whoop de whoop. But it's just like, let's be real. You leaving people behind because you hurt, but that's neither here nor there. I just hate that whole like circumstance when you care about friends or family even, and then you realize like, dang, I'm not going to be able to be around them all the time anymore because I need to go this route and they need to go that route. But fear not, because I'm believing in 2025, we're all going to be on the come up. If you put the work in and you put the heart in it, then you're literally going to be fine. Like, I feel like that's the only thing, the missing piece. I feel like for me, I should say that was the missing piece in previous years, that I didn't put the discipline in. I didn't have the heart in it. I didn't have the drive. But now God gave me the vision. and I'm honed in and I'm about to try to figure it out, y'all. I'm not saying I'm finna make it by the end of this year, but I'm gonna make some progress, okay? The next thing that I wanted to talk about is what I'm excited for 2025. The biggest thing I'm excited for is that we're getting closer and closer to springtime, my birthday. But no, I'm excited for the summer in 2025 because I just plan on being outside more, living life. And yes, but also I'm excited for my different content ideas. I'm excited to collab with different people that I've met. I'm excited to see my relationship, like the growth in my relationship with God. I'm excited for the new people I'm gonna meet. I'm excited for the new subscribers. I'm excited for just to continue to be free in life and to be free with my kindness and my love and not be ashamed of it. I'm excited to share more with y'all creatively. Like I said, my content ideas are going to be stupid crazy this coming up year. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to try my hardest and I'm going to try to take my own advice and persevere and stick with some of the things that I want to do. It will be a little different, but stay tuned for that. So yes, I'm excited for some of my friends to make it too. I have a lot of friend content creators. I'm really excited to see their growth. Shouts out to Michaela. Shouts out to Kayla. I'm really excited. She's going to be dropping her book sometime this year. I'm going to try to put her, I'm going to put her YouTube channel linked in my bio. Shouts out to Zaria. Shouts out to Brian. Shouts out to Damo. All of these content creators I'm excited for this new year. And I'm praying and decreeing, declaring that we're all going to reach higher heights for this new year. I'm excited for all of my little angels in whatever area and aspect that you're seeking God, that you're wanting God's help with. I'm excited to see how he's going to work in your life. I'm excited for the community to build more, get more comments, to get more little angels, to get more subscribers. I'm excited for, you know, life isn't all peaches and creams and rainbows and cherry drops and all that. So I understand that, like, there are going to be some challenges that's going to come with all this goodness, all this greatness, but I'm ready for the battle. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm talking full armor of God, all of that. I'm ready to go in swinging. Some of the little angels that I have talked to on streaming on TikTok, that some of us may be fearful of the new year coming in and what it may in store, especially through the government. And I really just pray that all of us, like, we just lean on God when we're fearful, because that's something that can really, being in fear is something that can really blind us from our goals and really something that can prevent us from reaching higher heights in the new year. And we're not having that, okay? We're not having that for 2025, y'all. Okay, when something's not in our control. And I know some of us get freaked out about it, but it's okay. But I understand it can be anxiety driven, and I understand that it can stress you out when you don't know what's gonna happen next. And when something happens that's out of your control, I get how that can be frustrating. But baby steps, one foot in front of the other, one dream at a time, one aspiration at a time, one goal at a time, until you build that momentum up and you can accomplish multiple goals at a time. But I just pray that we all just live in the unknown and embrace it, because we can't control everything in the future. We can only control the little that we can in the moment. But embrace the change, embrace the different, embrace new people, people that you may have never thought you would be cool with, never thought that you could build a bond with, friendship with, collab with. And I'm definitely praying for more collaborations. I'm just excited for some different stuff, okay? I'm just really thankful for the track that my life is on. I would have never expected it to take the route that it's going, but I'm down for the ride. And that's part of basking and embracing the unknown, because if I was so headstrong on going down the path that I was going to, and how dedicated I am with a lot of stuff, I probably would have made it. But would I have been happy? Would I have had the joy that I have now? I don't think I would have. I think I would have been even more depressed. And I'd rather have this joy than be depressed in a different state, different city, don't know nobody. You know, sometimes we got to just change our perspective on some things. This last quarter of 2024 was so transformative. And that's only the last, 3 months? Like, imagine what you can do in 3 months that can be so transformative to your life. Keep that in mind. that some of our goals can be accomplished in just 3 months, 6 months. And some of them may not even take a whole year, but we say at the beginning of the year, oh, my New Year's resolution is going to be XYZ ABC. Give yourself a whole year to complete it and don't even continue it after the 2 weeks, after the first 2 weeks of January. No. Baby steps. But I have made a lot of progress in the last 6 and 3 months of my life. And this is advice that I'm taking, that I'm using. The biggest thing that I'm thankful for, I am so thankful that I started my podcast. I'm so thankful that I actually got it together. I'm so thankful that I started it. This way I have a decent foundation. This is the 6th episode. That means I've been doing this for 6 weeks straight. I've kept going. I persevered through. And I started that in 2024. That way this year, in 2025, I'm able to keep that same momentum going. Within December alone, between November and December, I've gained like 130, 140 subscribers on YouTube. And we're growing fast. And I love that. And I appreciate each and every one of you, all of my little angels. Y'all literally have my heart because I know I'm doing this for you all, and I know what I'm doing is for a purpose, and it's to reach you all, and it's to give you all hope that I may have not had at some times. And I hope and pray that it gives you life, and I pray that you see light on the other side through my story, through my testimony and my journey. It gives me a reason to keep posting, to keep going, and to keep striving for those higher heights. And that's just the way I see it, y'all. Thank you so much for watching and tuning into this week's episode and the first episode of 2025. This is the 6th episode we've been doing. We're going to keep going and we're going to keep trucking and persevering through it all. Thank you so much for all of my listeners on other podcasting platforms. If you would like to see more of my goofy side, please subscribe to Jean's Eyeline on YouTube to watch my vlogs and my other content that I have on there. Make sure you get you a nice warm blanket and some soft pillows and you get some good rest tonight, because we have a whole year ahead of us. And like always, I love you, and most importantly, God loves you. And I'll see y'all next week on Bedtime Talks with Jean. Peace.